MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, March 5, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Bourne. Stories we're looking at today. It's presidential primary election day in Massachusetts. A Lynn man assists in warning residents at an apartment fire yesterday. And new smart parking meters are now operational in Peabody.
I'm Bill Newell, and a bit later in sports, it's high school basketball, and then some more high school basketball. Rick?
All right, thanks, Bill. Rain, low 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 6:51 p.m. Today is Super Tuesday, the biggest presidential primary day of the year. Massachusetts voters will be going to the polls to vote in the Republican or Democratic presidential primary election. Lynn firefighters were called to an apartment fire yesterday afternoon on Linfield Street. A Lynn man passing by was the first to spot smoke coming out of a second-floor window. According to the Daily Item, Jamal Sella saw smoke and ran to the front door to notify any residents in the building. A woman on the first floor was able to get out safely thanks to his efforts. According to the fire department, there were two people at home on the first floor when the fire began. Peabody's new smart parking meters are now operational. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News that the new meters and kiosks will display hourly rates, time limits, and other relevant parking information on their screens. Drivers must enter their license plate number onto the screen to park. The devices will accept coins, cards, and contactless payment. Peabody has also added new electric vehicle fast charging stations and LED lighting in the downtown area. It appears that the amount of free cash in the city of Gloucester account is growing. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times that Mayor Greg Verga wants to put the money toward road work, affordable housing, city buildings, capital needs such as a fire truck, and to assist in the funding of a possible projected shortfall in Gloucester's school budget. There is a new Lynn Youth and Adolescents Task Force that's forming under the guidance of Chairperson Nicole McLean. McLean is also a Lynn City Councilor, and she tells Lynn TV's Danny Vittori why the task force is being created.
It's always been an idea in my mind for our city because obviously we have a council on aging. Mm-hmm. So since we have that council, and that council has been so successful with getting a building and getting transportation and really dedicating itself to the improvement of the quality of life for our seniors. Mm-hmm. I thought that the Council on Adolescents and Young Adults could also do the same thing for our city. It could be a vehicle toward getting us a community center, getting us more resources that the city itself could support our programming that we have in the city already, and also just support our youth and young adults in general.
McLean adds that the new task force will have representation from Lynn Youth as members of the new group.
Youth in the city of Lynn haven't had a chance like this to really say how they feel about what's going on in our city. So, and they, like you said, they're directly affected by everything that's being decided. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's the reason why it's so important to include their voice, because they are also being affected. And a lot of our youth are, you know, contributing to our community as well in a huge way. So if they're contributing, if they're being affected by the policies and the things that are being considered in our city, then I believe their voices should be added to the equation as well.
That's Lynn City Councilor Nicole McLean speaking on LynnTV.org. And the Newburyport Senior Community Center is celebrating Newburyport Youth Art Month by displaying work created by Newburyport students. Jim Sullivan writes this week in the Daily News that the display is sponsored by the Newburyport Education Foundation and features work from kindergartners through high school seniors, and it will be on display until April 4. Bill Newell on sports next, and then hear from Manchester Essex boys basketball coach Tim St. Laurent on North Shore Today Extra.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the ExoBath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins beat the Maple Leafs last night in Toronto 5-1. They're right back at it tonight when they host the Oilers at the Garden. The Celtics return to the court tonight. They were off last night. They play in Cleveland tonight against the Cavaliers. In local sports last night, the Hamilton Wenham girls basketball team was eliminated from the tournament when they fell at South Hadley. The St. Mary's girls basketball team played what Coach Jeff Newhall said was their most complete game of the year last night in their 28-point win over Opponequit.
Yeah, I think it was one of the most complete games we've played all year at the right time. But, our practices, the weekend, Saturday, we haven't practiced on Saturday all year. And then come back on Sunday, we put four and a half hours worth of practice in. And I could just tell the kids were kind of focused in. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to come out and play well. You saw the first 4 minutes. I think they were a little nervous. Still some of that first time in this type of situation. But once we settled in, and I thought we did a great job, but our defense is what settled us in. Couldn't score, started trapping a little bit, created some offense, and then, we shot the ball very well. But I think a lot of that's because of the ball movement. We got the best shot. It wasn't necessarily his best shot on the second pass. He made the third and the fourth pass, and now the person's wide open.
St. Mary's coach Jeff Newhall. Also in D3 coming up tonight, it's Pentucket playing at Dover Shoreborne, the number 8-seeded team. Successful Pentucket coach John McNamara says this year's team works hard and works well together.
Off the court, this is one of the closest teams I think I've had as far as being friends and supporting each other. Great group of girls, great in the classroom. Coach's dream as far as that goes. On the court, they work well together. They're not looking to be the top scorer on the team. They want to do their role because, we really try to focus on that stuff. They all pull for each other. And our defense has gotten better over the season and as has our offense. And I think it's because our practices with having so many solid players are very competitive.
Pentucket girls basketball coach John McNamara. We have a tournament post up on our website with the games ahead tonight and later this week. In boys basketball tonight, Manchester Essex is at home. They'll be facing Tingsboro. This is Hornets coach Tim St. Laurent on Tingsboro.
Tingsboro is a team that plays in a very good conference. Their record is a little bit deceiving because some of the guys that make them click and make them play well were out parts of the year. So you go out and scout them, and you're not seeing the team we're going to see on Friday night, which is good. We want gearing up for if we're able to get through Tingsboro, we're going to go into a tough team in the Elite Eight and hope for the Final Four. And if we can keep going after that. So we want a very good opponent. We're going to get that in Tingsboro. They got a great, versatile point guard that's speedy, fast, and gets them going, jumps the passing lanes like that. They got some shooters around them. And they play hard, So you're going to see a very good defensive team, which is fantastic.
Manchester Essex is led by big man Eddie Horaeus and guard Cade Fursey.
Yeah, we it continues. Like always, to run through our 6'6 big guy, Eddie. He actually sat out two games to rest up his knees a little bit. And we had two freshmen really come in and step up in the final weeks of the season with Alex St. Marie, who's a 6'3 freshman, nice backup center for Eddie, and Graham Lewis, who is our backup point guard. Now he's a fantastic shooter and scorer. Those guys have come into the horizon. And it's nice to just have some more depth off the bench. Cade has been doing what he's been doing. I think he averaged over 25 the last last five games. He had 28 in the tournament game the other night. He's really shooting the ball well for us, so that makes everything easier. And, you know, we continue to rely on, you know, the versatility of Hearn and Zeltzer, you know, the guys that cover the best defender every night that make us tick.
Manchester Essex boys basketball coach Tim St. Laurent. Now, we do have a feature interview up with Coach St. Laurent, and he mentions all the other key players on his Manchester Essex team. The Newburyport boys basketball team is back at it tonight. They'll be playing host to Tantasqua. It's a 6 o'clock tip in Newburyport. Clippers coach Mark Elmendorf on his team playing their best against the best.
Well, you know, we're 18-3 right now, so we've been pretty consistent the entire year. We play better, I think, against better teams. You know, I've asked all of our kids the same question individually. You know, what was our best game of the year? And to a man, they all say, our best game was when we lost to Lawrence High School. That's when we played our best game, which I believe is true. We have really, really talented kids. They work hard. They do a good job. They play together. I've been incredibly impressed with them all year. I'm very fortunate to be where I am.
Newburyport boys basketball coach Mark Elmendorf. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Tuesday, everybody, and stay tuned next for North Shore Today Extra.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Manchester Essex boys basketball coach Tim St. Laurent in the D4 MIAA boys basketball tournament, and they've got a home game coming up on Tuesday in the round of 16 with Tingsboro. We'll get to that game in a moment, but Tim, first up, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us once again.
Thanks for having me again, Bill. Really appreciate it.
All right. Well, Tim, you guys defeated Frontier Regional 75-47 on Friday night at Manchester Essex High, and give our listeners a little review, if you will, of that game.
Yeah, I mean, first off, we're undefeated at home for the year. Our student section, I think, is one of the best in the Commonwealth. The opposing coach even commented on it. You know it's definitely a sixth man for us, but they were a good team. They had to travel 2.5 hours to get here. They came out, you know, had a good first quarter. They were actually up 17-15. We tightened up our game plan a little bit like we always do. And then, we went into half with a 12-point lead. And by the end of the third, we were up 25 plus. So it was a good team win. You know, it's nice to be a little tested. It was a good night for the boys.
Having seen your team, albeit once, what were the strengths of that opponent that you faced Friday? A height, speed, all those combinations of things?
Yeah, so I mean, they had a shooting guard that was averaging 18 a game. We held him to zero for the game, so that was obviously one good checkbox. Their point guard, I think he had 10 points at half, and we held him to 3 points in the second half. He could really get downhill and get to the rim pretty good, so we just changed our defensive philosophy a little bit, held him in check, and then they had a 6'6 big guy, he wasn't as thick as our Eddie Hurais, and you know, once we really held the point guard in check, we were able to just play our game.
Well, I think it's good you weren't facing another Eddie Hurais out there, that's for sure. that doesn't hurt. Tim, tell us more about, give our listeners a little update on your team, your players, and what's happened in the last several weeks of you, as you, you know, are now into the tournament.
Yeah, we you know, it continues like always to run through our 6'6 big guy, Eddie. He actually sat out two games to rest up his knees a little bit, and we had two freshmen really come in and step up in the final weeks of the season with Alex St. Marie, who's a 6'3 freshman, nice backup center for Eddie, and Graham Lewis, who is our backup point guard. You know, now he's a fantastic shooter and scorer. Those guys have come into the horizon, and it's nice to just have some more depth off the bench. Cade has been doing what he's been doing. I think he averaged over 25 the last five games. He had 28 in the tournament game the other night. He's really shooting ball well for us, so that makes everything easier. And, you know, we continue to rely on, you know, the versatility of Hearn and Zeltzer, you know, the guys that cover the best defender every night that make us tick. And then Chow and the younger brother, Horaeus, are shooting the three ball well and defending for us. So, you know, we're nice and versatile. Our point guard, Preston Potter, continues to get steals like he's been doing, and it's a fun group to coach.
I'm thinking, Coach Tim, that one of the things you got the point guard Cade and Eddie Horaeus up front, but it's those other three parts, if you will, of the team which are a little more, well, could have been a little more fluid during the course of the year. So how has that come or played out for you? You know, interchanging those the three with those two.
I think that, you know, from the start of the season, that was our biggest unknown. What groups were going to play together with Eddie and Cade? You know, because if you watch a lot of our games, we're sending three in at a time. Eddie and Cade, for the most part, stay in. And you want to find, you know, right now it's Potter and Chow and Zeltzer in there. They come in, and then all of a sudden we bring, you know, Horaeus and Hurd who play well together. So finding the mixture of them was one thing. St. Marie is a little bit easier. He comes right in for Eddie. So when Eddie needs a blow, he can give Eddie 30 seconds, 2 minutes, whatever we need him for. And then Lewis is the fun wild card because we bring him in, you know, if we need a bucket and we need a three, or they're double teaming Cade and leaving the 3-point shooter up at the top. He comes in and hits some big time threes and some big time shots, which, it's tough to do as a freshman. You know, it takes a lot of guts to get out there and do it. So, they're a fun group.
You know,
as a coach.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, with you guys being 20-1 right now in the year, those other three, if you will, whoever they are in the game, are very important. They're a big part of what you guys are doing for sure. There's no doubt.
I've had plenty of teams with just two very good players and three not as good, and you're not as successful. We are. It's the 10 guys, the 9 guys who play for us. That's why we're 20-1. It's a basketball's a team game. Everyone's got good coaches. You know, anyone can stop two players. So it's the guys that open up the gaps around them that make us click. So.
Well, you know, Tim, I very seldom think of myself of coming up with a good question, to be quite honest with you. But I do appreciate your answers to that last question I gave you about the other three, because I think it does tell the story about your team and the success that you guys are having. So thanks for sharing all that with us. We appreciate that. So now on to Frontier Regional. That's your opponent. I'm sorry, on to Tyngsborough Tuesday at Manchester Essex at 6 o'clock. So what can you tell me about Tyngsborough?
Yeah, I mean, Tyngsborough is a team that plays in a very good conference. Their record is a little bit deceiving because some of the guys that make them click and make them play well were out parts of the year. So you go out and scout them, and you're not seeing the team we're going to see on Friday night, which is good. I mean, we want gearing up for if we're able to get through Tyngsborough. We're going to go into a tough team in the Elite Eight and hope for the Final Four, and if we can keep going after that. So we want a very good opponent. We're going to get that in Tyngsborough. They got a great, versatile point guard that's speedy, fast, and gets them going, jumps the passing lanes like that. They got some shooters around them, and they just play hard, you know. So you're going to see a very good defensive team, which is fantastic, and then we're going to see if we can go at it.
All right, I want to ask just one big D4 question, if you will. Any thoughts on the D4 tournament, other games? Let me just preface it by saying that Georgetown and Lynn Tech are both still alive, in fact, playing each other at Lynn Tech on Wednesday night. But not that you have to go there with your evaluation, but what else can you share with me about the D4 tournament?
Yeah, the D4 tournament is super. The tournament in general is awesome. I love the new format. I love traveling all over the state to go against teams. Georgetown and Lynn Tech is certainly a fun one. The Georgetown team, I am rooting for them thoroughly. I love the fact that Cal teams are there. Same thing for Rockport and D5. Georgetown's well coached, and his boys will come up with a great scheme for Lintec versus a good Lintec team. We saw them play, when we were out scouting this year. And then, you know, for the rest of D4, you got Bourne and Wareham down in the Cape, two powerhouses that are, you know, go back and forth. Millbury is an awesome team. Burke is an awesome team in there. So it's a fun group of teams, you know, that are there. You got Clayton. It's just it's a fun group.